All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on a beautiful day in the neighborhood? It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. And everybody's ready to go. Fellas, what's up?
Sup?
What up?
All good in the neighborhood. Boy, the weather couldn't be any better.
It's pretty damn nice out there.
Nicer than yesterday, for sure.
Would be nice if we could do the show outside and prevent any wind, but just be able to kick it outside.
Last night, I got up to pee-pee, as the adults say.
Thanks for the update.
And, no, that was it. I just want to let y'all know I got up to pee. Yeah. No, I have this little weather station thing in my bathroom. 35 degrees outside last night.
Yeah, it got nippy.
Is what it registered at Casa del Laminack.
My mom would
say, cold for April. I feel like March, it was like, man, that March weather was crazy, and April's like, hold my beer. I'm going to make this worse.
Yeah, my mom would use it when we got up, we were kids in the winter. It's a little nippy out there. You might want to bundle up today. Mm-hmm. And it had a little bite to it. But you know what? Everybody, I was laughing a week ago on the news and everything. Time to put all your winter clothes away. Spring is officially here. Oh, not so fast. It still has the possibility of getting a little chilly, and last night proved to be the case.
Yeah, I had to bust out the jacket again. Got my fresh-ass bomber jacket out. I see you're wearing a jacket or a
sweater. I had my bomber on yesterday like that, the black version of it. And now today, because of the video shoot we just did, I just went different look.
You went sweater. Yeah. I got you. Nick, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm always cold. I knew it was cold last night when I let my dog out because she could not have taken a leak and run back into the house
faster,
any quicker. Yeah. I went outside for a minute. I was like, cripes.
I like it, though.
It's so cold.
Our chihuahua's like mad. That. She is very temperamental. Like, even if she's got to go, she really wants to go in the house instead. She'll pee in the dining room or something on the hardwood.
See,
I was like, no.
I'll whoop that dog's ass.
Yeah, she'll take two steps outside and start coming back to me. I go, before this foot meets your rear end, you better turn back around and get in that grass.
Boy.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
We have the cats now on Xanax, the cat.
Yeah?
I say cats. One died, so we just have the one now.
Right.
But we had to put him on Xanax.
Really?
And what? Wow.
So you got a bottle of Xanax at the house?
Yeah, pretty much.
You going to sample it?
Cat Xanax.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I guess it's the same thing.
You're a scat cat. You can sample it.
No, I'm not scat cat. He's scat cat.
He's DJ.
Try it and let us know if humans can take it.
No. Although, funny you should mention that. Because yesterday, y'all know I had to get out of here. Get to the vet before it closed. Got all the meds for my cat. And I was waiting. And this one guy was there with his dog. And I guess he was getting meds, too, for like arthritis or painkillers is what it was. And he asked the lady, he goes, so just curious, do I get this refilled here at the vet? And she was like, yeah, you have to get it refilled here. He's like, okay. And then he goes, do humans ever like abuse? Do you guys worry about humans abusing the animal prescription? She goes, it happens all the time. And he was like, what? She goes, yeah, we have this one lady. And she said her name. I don't remember what it was. Well, let's call her like Judy. She's like, yeah, Judy Smith. Yeah, we think she's taking her dog's pain pills.
Jeez.
She's like, but we can't be sure because she's dosing it properly. So she's on schedule. But we're pretty sure she's taking them. I was like, what kind of lowlife has this poor dog? That's in pain, and instead of giving your dog the pain meds, you're like, sorry, Scraps, Mama don't give a crap about you. Mama's got to take her pain pills because she's an addict.
Yeah, I'd say she has a problem.
That's
for sure.
Awful. Who's out here taking their animal's pain pills?
And not to mention, I've told you guys this before, these vets, they can be friendly as can be when you walk in that door and they see your pet, but they are going to charge you for everything they possibly can, and then they go, well, we'll credit you back if we don't do the blood work or whatever like that. And I was like,
but this is just pills though.
Well, and
they can still make money off pills.
But I also called them on that. I was like, because I've told you guys before, the conjointrum that humans take, dogs can take it too. Cause my old dog used to take it every day and it worked great. And we're sitting there and Lisa was in the vet for the initial consultation. I came to pick him up. And she's like, now, Joel, we're also going to put in a prescription for conjoint. I go, wait, time out. They can take the adult version on over-the-counter conjointum, right? And she went, let me check. And then she comes back after talking to the doctor. She's like, well, yeah, they can, but we recommend. I go, nope, we're good. We don't. You can take that right off the bill because I can get it for like, you know, I can get like 150 pills for like $4 or $5.
We have a problem now where the cat won't eat. He's being real picky, and we think that's part of the why they put him on Xanax, because it's an appetite stimulant. And cats, I guess. So it's not just to get him high, but it's just to stimulate his appetite. But it does make him drunk. Like he was walking around wobbly and falling over and stumbling because he was drunk off the Xanax. But we, at one point last night, I had 4 bowls lined up of different kinds of food. Because when cats decide that they don't want something, they just won't eat. They're unlike me. Like, I'll eat anything. They're just like, nope, I'm not going to eat. And he had gone 3 days without eating. Man. And I was like, yep, this dude's dead. And then we gave this stuff. I woke up, all 4 bowls were empty. I was like, oh, okay, now where did he crap all over the house? Yep.
Xanax does that?
Yeah, Xanax.
They put weed in them pills, I'm telling
they
you.
They must. But, dude, he's living that old. I'm like, man, this is.
That sucks, though.
I went through that. Like, when my dog had cancer and he starts losing his appetite, and we would change foods and we would do that. And I finally was just going to the Burger King drive-thru because he liked the patties. And I'm like, whatever gets him to eat, I will give him that as long as he eats. See, that's scary.
And our cat likes bread, because I will give him bread from time to time. He's like a dog, I swear. He'll beg. Like, he'll like. On his hind legs and beg like a dog. But he loves bread. So, like, but they were like, oh, no.
Aren't cats like a big fan of soft food, though?
Yeah.
So that didn't help either, huh?
No, like, dude, I'm telling you, I had, like, soft food. I had this, some sort of, like, wet food with, like, it looked like nuggets, but it's got a gravy. I'm like, dude, he's had everything.
What if he just opened a can of tuna?
Same thing. I gave him tuna.
Yeah, that means he's really sick.
But then he took the Xanax, ate everything. All 4 bowls empty when we woke up this morning. I was like, this is insane, man. Sometimes they get, when they're old, they get finicky and stuff. But he's on like 5 meds now. He's literally, I told the lady, I was like, this is like good practice when I have to take care of my parents. Because this is pretty much the same thing. Like, they're all these pills and everything. It's just.
At least he's going to enjoy his last chapter.
Few months and years on the planet. Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Speaking of eating. I don't know if you guys saw this the other day, but I've been meaning to bring this up on this show. You're a big DoorDash guy.
I am.
Right?
Lisa is too.
Did you see the video of the guy, the DoorDash delivery man, drinking out of someone's drink at their door?
Oh, out of the drink? You know what?
If they had a Ring doorbell. Yep. The guy knocks on the door, and he's sitting there with a straw. It was a shake. Drinks the shake, the door opens, he hands it to him, he walks off. That's what's happening to your food every time you get delivery.
That's a drink.
Doesn't matter.
I don't order drinks.
They eat your fries. They're snacking on your stuff.
If you order fries, I believe
that. I'm telling you, they're putting their little nasty fingers. You don't know they could have picked their nose on a drive out there.
You know what? I need to stop ordering through DoorDash anyway. I'm overpaying anyway.
Yeah, and that too.
It's just a convenience thing,
but
really.
Bro, everybody's sampling your food. My wife is like, well, you have pizza delivered. I'm going to know if they sampled the pizza, all right? If there's a slice missing or a bite out of it, we're going to know. So unless they took a breadstick, but the pizza, at least I know there's nothing wrong with the pizza.
Yeah, I totally believe that happens. As a matter of fact, when I took that trip to overseas almost, like a year and a half ago, I went to the McDonald's over there and I made a little kid cry because I called him out on doing that. But I did it nicely as
a
joke.
He took your fries?
No, like the way they do it in Egypt, when you order food from McDonald's, you order it at the register, you sit at the table, and then they bring you the food.
Okay.
At this particular McDonald's. I'm not sure if McDonald's here does that, but this particular McDonald's did it. So as he's walking towards the table to serve the food, he takes one of the fries and I see him. But the person waiting for the food doesn't. So as a joke, just to mess with him, I could have totally done this in the States, and I think the guy would have laughed. But when the kid came back and I called him out, I'm like, hey, are you going to replace that fry you just took from that kid, from that family over there? He was so worried for his job and that I would tell his boss.
He was an employee. He was a fry.
And he started crying, dude, bawling.
You animal.
All I said was a job.
You
said,
are such a bully.
You're just a savage mean
But he was so concerned. It's so hard to get a job over there. He was so worried to lose his job. I was like, bro, I'm not going to say anything. I was just kidding.
Should have said, Nick, get back here in that kitchen and get me a couple of free meals and we'll talk.
Yeah, Nick out here just traveling the globe bullying people.
I felt bad for about 30 seconds.
And then you're
the rest of the day I was laughing my ass off.
I can see like 60-year-old Nick being like, that's theft.
Yeah, like, yeah, I will be that guy. When I'm like 80, I'm going to be really picky about that.
That's messed up, though. Although, that is gross. You shouldn't be eating people's fries in the restaurant.
What would you have done? If I just asked him that,
I would have been like,
he would have died from your response.
I would have been like, that's disgusting. What are you doing? Because I've called people out when I see them do that. I would have called him out, but I would have made a big deal out of it. Yo, that is nasty, bro. You can't be doing that. Like, I would have, yeah.
All right, I'm never going to order from DoorDash again.
I'm not get the manager guy, but I'll tell somebody that they're disgusting, and then whoever's food it was, I might tell them.
I can't believe people still do that. I want to speak to your manager. You're not going to get anywhere with that.
I'm not doing
You're not
that.
Getting anywhere with that.
I just tell them what I think, and then that's it, because then I don't want to eat there.
But what I don't like is that you can't rectify an order. Like, we do DoorDash for Chinese, and the restaurant is in Sugar Land, and we know where it's at. So Lisa wanted to add on something. And they're like, well, we don't even have the order yet. And she's like, and we can't do that anyway. And we're like, we just spent this amount of money to have this amount of food come, and we just want to add one more thing of steamed vegetables, and you're telling me you can't? And it's Lisa on the phone. And I'm in the background going, what'd they say? No, hang up the phone. Tell them to cancel the order. We're going to get it somewhere else. They're like, can we have your phone number? We'll call you right back. 5 minutes later, like, we added it too. If you could just pay in cash for that, and we'll be. I was like, why is this so difficult?
Man, I hope that spit tasted good.
Yeah, then I get that from her, but I'm just not tolerating that.
Spit
that.
Was
I
delicious
because
you know they spit it. Oh, you want steamed vegetables? How about spitting steamed vegetables? Never argue.
By the way, I didn't eat the steamed vegetables. I don't care. I'm not worried about that.
Never argue with people over the phone and then get the food. I would have just canceled the order. I'd have been like, you know what? We're not ordering from y'all no more. I once boycotted Papa John's for 3 years, and I love their breadsticks and cheese sauce. Do you know how hard it was to not order from them for 3 years? But I held out because they made me mad.
It's a long time.
Yeah, but I did it. Speaking of ordering food, man, I got a way you can get cash back ordering food is through the GetUpside app. If you have not downloaded GetUpside, you need to get on it right now. Go to your iTunes or Google Play Store. It's completely free to download, takes less than 2 minutes to set up. It's on your phone. You can start getting cash back today, like at lunch, on your way home at the gas pump, because that's what GetUpside does. It gets you cash back on the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. First things first, though, use my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you an extra incentive or cash back on your first fill-up through the GetUpside app. And you can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 stations around the city of Houston. Up to 35% cash back at places like Wendy's and Popeyes. You want pizza? How about Candelaria's Pizza right there near the Heights? You can get Burger King and get cash back. Clarence did that. He got $5 his first 2 days. First two visits to Burger King, he was getting cash back. Or maybe it was Popeyes. But it's so easy. It's so easy. And listen, there's another way that you can get extra cash back. I saw a guy who's got over $200 through GetUpside already cash back. But here's the secret. You can actually give people your own promo code. So I have promo code Barry. I'm not getting anything from that, just the satisfaction knowing you guys are getting money back. But if you want to boost how much cash back you can get, use your own promo code. Give it to your friends. You'll start to see the savings just start racking up. You're going to start getting so much cash back. And what's crazy is it's free. So if you're not using this, if you're not downloading this app and actually using it, you're leaving money at the pump and you're leaving money at the table. And I don't know what to do with you if you don't like money. But it's called GetUpside. Promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Download the app. Get the cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first half hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're in studio today, and of course, tomorrow, fellas, another one of those way back Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Do we have a theme? Are we going to go with what we were suggested to use yesterday?
What was suggested yesterday?
Artists that have passed away.
Not passed away, but the suggestion was killed. Artists that have been murdered.
That seems I don't remember about that.
Nothing baseball related?
That seems pretty
considering
gruesome.
Considering the Astros are...
Well, there's a lot of songs. Center field.
I mean, stump me after that.
Let's stump Charlie.
That was my first suggestion.
You're the producer. That's what we're going with then. Songs about baseball.
Why do you seem so down about that suggestion?
Because that's an awful suggestion. I can't wait for your movie of the day to watch tonight.
Have you liked
any? Oh, Look Who Forgot.
I have it listed on
you
the rundown.
You have your movie?
I have it listed on the rundown, sir.
My guy. My boy. You got your movie. I was going to text you and I was like, bleep him. I'm going to see if he remembers.
I put it on the rundown.
I am so proud of you.
I'm prepped.
For remembering.
You guys don't even know which document to
you sure
to populate.
This isn't April 1st?
Wait.
You sure this isn't an April Fool's joke?
Wait. You guys?
Yeah, you. Both of you.
No, bitch. I started it last night, okay?
That's one of those little... Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead. No, say it. Say it.
No. Nope.
Were you going to offend me or Barry first?
Me.
No, him.
He was
okay, go ahead.
Me.
Please say it.
Yeah. He was going to say it's about time I started a document.
Yeah, it is. And that's actually what I was going to go with. Because
let's
be honest. 9 times out of 10, Joel is the one who wakes up early in the morning and creates the document. Every once in a while, like once every 6 weeks, Barry feels a little motivated and creates the document a day before and expects everybody else to notice it. Yeah. Doesn't work that way, sir.
How many documents have you created?
Zero. You know why?
Okay.
Because I don't want to sit here and fight between you two about
when
a stupid
you'd rather
document.
Fight with him.
Because you know why? Because you're not even home. You're
yeah, he gave us the look like, yeah, well,
and
might
when
be
you
true.
Are home, you're asleep. We are the ones that create the documents.
What makes you think I'm sleeping all day?
Because you roll in right
when you're
I
not
roll
in the chokehold.
Oh,
you're probably
hell no.
Sleeping.
We pulled in at the same time today.
I went to get food, sir. I was already here.
Because he and I pulled in at the same time today.
All right, let's not talk about getting here on time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, didn't you have some sort
of
recording?
Shut it up.
What time were you supposed to be here,
sir?
What time were you here, sir? Joel, do you want to expand on that?
If you've called me out on it, I mean, we had a video shoot at noon, and Barry
we're instigating fights
sent
all
a text
show today.
Message that said, estimated time of arrival, 12:08. So when he came around the corner towards the studio, I had my glasses like this. I was sleeping. Yeah. I was like,
That's how Barry justifies himself being late. He'll send you, like, the arrival time that he sees on his GPS.
Yeah.
Hey, my phone says I'm going to arrive at 12:08. I don't know what happened.
Being late for a video shoot is a lot different than actually being late for a show, coming in a third segment of a three-hour show or a two-hour show.
I don't remember that at all.
Really? Uh-uh. Oh, you must have. It's because you were probably still drunk from the night before.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the morning show.
Yes.
See,
we gotta bring up
because...
the past all the time. You sit here bringing up the past all the time. We're talking about the now. Who was late today?
Me.
All right, there we go. Let's talk about
that. But he wasn't late for the show.
Not for the show.
Okay.
I was late for a video shoot that we still finished in time.
But if,
that they told me takes 10 minutes, so don't worry about it if you're not here at noon.
For every 3 times you're late for a segment, that's 1 tardy for a show. How many times were you late for a segment yesterday and the day before and last week?
No, you can't just make up rules.
Yeah, I'm making rules up.
Just because I have to, like, go take care of stuff. No. Like, there's a lot of times where I'm having to go talk to people about things that go on.
You know what was fantastic, though? So Barry walks in, and he's like, my bad, I'm a little late. And he's like, okay, so what are we talking about? Anybody send me the questions? And right away it went from my bad, I'm late, to, hey, you guys screwed up. Where are the questions? Let's go.
Oh, yeah,
go.
He's going to turn it around on you for sure.
He did it very well.
Absolutely.
Because the guys are like,
Barry's the best at that.
I didn't say you guys screwed up. I said, thanks for sending me the questions, because they said last night, hey, we'll send you the questions.
How defensive was he when he walked into the studio today? Be honest.
Which studio? When we were shooting the video?
Yeah. Was he like, look, this is your fault.
No,
you didn't send the questions.
No, he my bad at it first.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he led with an I'm sorry.
I didn't say he said he was sorry. He just said my bad. And you know,
it's close enough to an apology, right?
Okay. Is it?
I don't know. That's all you're getting out of me. Like, I owned it. I said, my bad. I'm late. My bad. That's it. That's all you're getting. And then all I said was, we were supposed to have the questions last night. I don't have them.
Look, I'm going to stop picking on you because I'm probably going to be late at some point this week. So I'm not going to say nothing.
What do you mean probably?
I'm not going to.
You got plans to be late?
No.
Okay. But what's the movie? That's what I want to know.
The Highwayman.
The Highwayman.
Yeah.
Man or the Highwaymen or the Highwaymen?
The Highwaymen.
The Highwaymen.
So I've always kind of been intrigued by the Bonnie and Clyde story.
Okay.
I've seen probably 2 or 3 of their documentaries.
Okay.
And this is basically about them chasing these criminals down at that time. So for those of you who don't know, Bonnie and Clyde were criminals that were, you know, basically robbing banks and gas stations in the Depression era, and they killed a lot of people, civilians and officers. And their story is incredible because they were, you know, basically a couple, and Bonnie was all about the notoriety. It was a whole gang, but Bonnie and Clyde got most of the notoriety because Bonnie was all about being in the tabloids and being real famous. I've always been intrigued by that story, and that's why I picked that story. It's a Netflix original. It just came out this year, and I think it would be a good movie.
Yeah, I'm impressed because it's 2019 is the release date.
Yeah.
So you didn't pick something from 15 years ago?
Well, that's what I said yesterday. Nothing older than 2017.
Yeah, you did.
That's good. Yeah. I'm pumped about this.
I think this going to be a good movie. It was a selfish pick because I do like the whole Bonnie and Clyde story. I think people would, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the suspects have already seen it.
Are you sure, like, you didn't want to get something longer? It's only 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Easy, Chief.
Well.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
At least the dirt was 90 minutes. I could roll through that in the morning if I had to make up time.
Actually, it was hour 48, so.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was 90 minutes. 48. Close enough. 18 minutes. You can fast forward through it.
No, this would be cool. This looks good. I don't mind an old gangster movie.
I was planning on watching it anyway.
Yeah. That's dope. All right. Well, there you go. Usual Suspects Movie Club. Movie number two. For your homework tonight or in the morning, whenever you watch it, watch The Highwayman on Netflix. I like it.
And what day are we discussing?
Thursday. We give them a day to watch it.
Gosh. We shouldn't take this call, right? Because we don't want
no
review.
Brandon's going to ruin it.
It's Braden or Braden? We don't,
it
Brandon.
Don't matter.
It's whoever's spelling today is
not,
way off.
We're
on hold,
it.
Sir, but we're not going
to
take your call on that because
we
haven't watched
to ruin
it.
No. So. That's how you guys are. Y'all will call in and ruin it.
Not today, sir.
Nope. And he hung up.
Yeah.
So he was listening.
Real quick, before we jump into a bunch of sports, I am feeling kind of bad about life. Because my wife, like, she buys candy and stuff for the house on occasion. She'll, you know, because I have a sweet tooth. So she'll buy me some ice cream or she'll buy, like, M&Ms or something like that. She bought Werther's.
Oh, she's officially old.
She thinks I'm old.
Yeah, she's officially old.
She's younger than me, but she brought home Werther's.
Yeah, my grandma and my mom, when they got up in years, that was their cough drop
snack.
And everything else. Yep.
Werther's is an old man snack. I was like, why did you buy these? She's like, I don't know. They look like candy. I'm like, no, that's what old people eat. That is literally the candy of death. Like, you are close to death if you're eating Werther's. You've got 1 foot in the grave. And this is what my wife is bringing home for me to snack on. It says so much about what she thinks about me, where I'm at.
If she throws in some, like, coffee candies and some Brock's Twists, you might be in big trouble.
What is the Brock's Twist?
It's like the caramel with the flavor in the middle of it. They were, like, Tootsie Roll shaped, a little longer than Tootsie Rolls. Oh. They had kind of the shiny wrapper with different colors on it.
That wasn't, okay, so it wasn't the one that was, like, it had black stripes on the outside. And then when you opened it, it was kind of crispy. It was like a cookie almost.
Yeah, no.
I think that was
these were like caramel soft Tootsie Rolls, and then they had flavor in the middle.
No, what is it about old people and like, is it caramel or caramel? By the way, I don't know which. I say caramel as well.
I've heard caramel.
Yeah. What is like? That's and peppermint. Old people love both of those. I really don't understand the fascination with peppermints with old people.
So my grandma lived upstairs from us in a duplex. My grandma always had the Werther's, the coffee candies, and the Brock's.
Those coffee candies are awful.
Yeah. Well, they loved them. Uh-huh. Because when they can't have enough caffeine, when they get too much coffee, then they go to coffee candies. Then downstairs, my mom always had all the candy dishes with either sour apple or watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Those are legit.
And, man, all my friends... Let's stop at your house before we begin.
Yeah.
Just want to grab a handful of Jolly Ranchers. But those were amazing.
One text on the text line before we go to break. My dog is definitely... My friend is addicted to doggy Xanax. So there's definitely the same thing.
Really?
There you go.
Not to mention a texter that said that they drive for DoorDash and Uber Eats and they definitely sample the food.
Yeah.
That's safe.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Warning shot.
It's more of a convenience thing for me. I do it a lot when I don't have time to pick up food, but now I'm never going to do it. Thanks to Barry.
Yep, you're welcome.
There you have it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Still got half hour left in hour number one. It's more of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Because when I bring the fire, make you cold.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still hour number one, 3 hour show. We'll take it till 4, Blitz will take it till 7. You don't do a darn thing, but leave it right where you got it right now, and hopefully we'll entertain you through the rest of your business day or otherwise. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio as we were talking about lots of different things from our movie of the week, which Nick picked, The Highwaymen. If you want to get in, like our book club, it's our movie club. So if you want to get in, you have to watch it and be prepared to discuss.
On Thursday. Pink, yes. Valkyrie was like, oh, so we watch tonight, discuss tomorrow? Nope, we'll give you a full day. Or I guess it was 2 days, really. But yeah, we'll discuss it on the show on Thursday. And that way, if you didn't get a chance to watch it tonight, you can watch it tomorrow and participate on Thursday.
Right.
So,
and we also talked about the fact that it is a thing. If you are doing DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever you're doing, you should be very aware and cognizant of the fact that the drivers are probably sampling your food, maybe your drink, and we've had at least one driver chime in and let us know via the text message that is indeed the case.
Yep. You want to take Pierre's call about pizza delivery samples?
What's up, Pierre?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Barry mentioned earlier that he thought pizza delivery was safe because you can tell. But actually, growing up, I worked at a pizza delivery place, and actually, pizza is probably the easiest thing to sample.
Damn it.
The next time you order pizza, take a slice out, close the box, shake it back up, and it forms a perfect circle again. And you know, the people that were receiving the pizzas were never the wiser. So,
what? Guys, wow.
Are eating free all day. Absolutely. Give it a shot.
Are you serious?
Give it a shot. I love that.
I don't know. I feel like everything I know about America has changed.
If you think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah, there goes our country, Pierre. Appreciate the call. We got people out here stealing pizza and getting away with it.
Country falling apart one slice at a time.
Unbelievable. Here I am thinking I'm safe to order a pizza, that no one's going to jack with a pizza because you know it's missing. So all you got to do is shake the box. But how is that possible?
Because when you think about it, it's still a circle.
But if you take a piece of pie away, is it going to be...
It's not movable like that. It's not movable. It's...
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't know. There might be a hole in Pierre's theory here. Because if you got like a big... we'll call him Father John. We won't plug it because they don't advertise. If you got a Father John's pizza, all right? And it comes like you got a large or an extra large. The box is pretty big.
Yeah.
So when you have, if you take a slice away, you'll see how many cuts were in the box because they cut in the box. So you would know there's supposed to be 8 slices or 9 slices or 10 slices, whatever it is.
Well, but here's the thing to what he's saying is when you shake it up and then you slide it together, you don't see the bottom of the box where the original cuts were.
Yeah, you do. If you take a slice of pizza out of a circle, then it's going to be a smaller circle.
Right, but you
so
don't...
you would see the outside perimeter of where the how big the circle used to be and all the cuts.
Let's
in
face it.
It,
man. When people are getting into pizza, they're hungry. They're ripping the box open. They're not going to sit there and examine it first and go, you know, the circumference of this pizza isn't filling up as much as the box.
First thing I do is check everything.
Well, that's shocking.
Like, is all my stuff here? Did I get all the dipping sauces I ordered? Because that's why I had to boycott them, because they kept not bringing all the dipping sauces I would pay for. It was pissing me off. Nobody would bring it back.
I can't think about this too much. I order food too much.
I know. It's pretty disheartening.
I'm terrible in the
somebody
kitchen.
Somebody said that they were a pizza. They were like, don't think for 1 second that pizza is safe. We would eat your wings on the way. And I get wings a lot. We'll eat your wings on the way. We'll pick pepperonis off your pizza. And now I'm like, damn it. I can't do it now. Now I'll never be able to order a pizza again. Now it's going to be me picking up like a Little Caesars Big Caesars. Or, I don't know, some other, I can't think of anything. similar to Domino's cards. I don't know. Now I'm going to have to go pick it up. This is awful.
That makes me wonder that maybe buffets are cleaner. Like if you go to
a buffet pizza,
like because CC's Pizza, for example.
Oh, God.
But it comes straight out of the oven onto
but
the...
But you don't know how clean the kitchen is. You see all these restaurant reports.
Yeah, but you're ordering pizza anyways from
kitchen. It's not a kitchen. It's not really a kitchen. It's really in that little pizza oven that goes slowly.
No. You want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because those nasty-ass little kids are touching all the pizza.
Okay, well, that...
That's disgusting. They're
that
out there snot-nosed, well, pick their butt, and then they're like, I want pizza pizza. No, I don't. I want this slice. No, I don't. I want... They're handling all the pizza. They're kids are disgusting, so don't eat at CeCe's.
I hate talking about food with Barry.
Yeah,
why?
Because it's
ruins it for everybody.
He ruins every single thing that you can think of.
I'm not going to order food for like 2 weeks.
I don't crap on it. The kids crap on their hands and then touch the pizza. That's not my fault. Here's what I go and do. Lately, we've been getting... Have you ever had Mod Pizza?
I have.
How's that?
You've never had Mod Pizza, Joel?
What's that?
It's pizza.
You order a pizza.
Oh, Mod is like
one price and you pick the toppings.
Yeah. You walk in.
You walk in.
It's great. 5 minutes, you're done.
It's like
in and out.
Subway.
You walk in, you can like order like, oh, I like the Mad Dog because it's got like, I got to be careful when I say this. It's got peck. It's like a... You guys are too childish. I can't even talk.
I didn't say anything.
Pepperoni,
I'm trying to figure it out.
And hamburger. I'm trying to think of all the non-sexual meats. Anyways, there's a lot of protein on the... No, that's not it. Damn it. Anyways, you can order like whatever you want on the pizza. They throw it in an oven right there in front of you. And literally within 4 minutes or 5 minutes, your pizza's ready to go in a box. You can eat it there. You can take it home. And it's like, it's bigger than a personal. It's like 11, 12 inch pizza. So it tastes great. Absolutely. It's legit good.
And it cooks that quickly?
Yep.
Huh.
You've had it, right, Nick?
I have, just once. They just opened one next to the Chipotle, or how Barry would like to say, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
But yeah, they opened it right next to the Chipotle. So yeah, I had it.
You got to try it. If you give it a shot, it's a quick little stop and get pizza. That we do that now more than ordering anything.
I think LeBron James has his name attached to Blaze, which is a similar.
He's an investor.
It's a similar
in Blaze.
Dynamic.
Oh, so really?
It's the same dynamic, basically.
He's made over $35 million on his investment in Blaze.
Wow. How's his game show doing?
That running mile thing with Tim Tebow. I don't know. That one I can't answer. But that's the thing with the. You've ruined it now where you can't order out. You worry about it. Because Lisa already is the same way, too. When we go to a restaurant, she's worried about everything from the cleanliness of the utensils.
I don't look in the kitchen when we eat out. I can't. In fact, one time we were at a burger place. We were just at a burger place. It'll make your mouth water. And
got it.
What? And I'm sitting in the drive-thru, and I can see into the kitchen, and I'm looking at the guy cooking the burgers, and he doesn't look like he's showered in weeks. He's sweating, and I'm just like, I'm watching it, and I just drove off. I just was like, I'm not doing this, because it was the pay. It was, you know, one window, you pay there. She's like, I'll be right back, and she was doing something, and I'm watching him cook it. I was like, I don't want that. That's gross. So I have a rule. I can't look in the kitchen, because if I do look in the kitchen and it's gross, I can't eat.
You know, and the other thing is, now when you watch TV and you see Donald Trump's stepbrother that does the food report on Channel 2, the guy
was so wrong.
He looks just like Donald
you are
Trump.
So wrong.
His name Bill Spencer, and he steals Stuart Scott's booyah. But when he does the reports, you know, which is all the Marvin Zindler, he's just the modern day Marvin Zindler.
Right.
9 out of 10, cockroaches in this, bugs in that. Rat feces in this. Yeah. And oh, by the way, our thumbs up booyah of the week goes to, I'm like, 1 out of 10? Everyone else's kitchen is just filthy.
Yep. That's what I'm saying, man.
It's a really difficult job to keep like employees motivated to keep the kitchen clean. Especially if you have a chain, you really have to have a good manager at each location. And that's really hard.
Can I say it's not? It just depends, I guess, on the culture of the restaurant. Because the Chick-fil-A by the house, spotless.
Yeah.
And I was waiting, and they have the door happen to swing open, and there was two dudes in the back taking all the trash out. One, they had on gloves. I'm like, who else takes out the trash with gloves on? Nobody.
Right.
Which is, and then now you got to count on them to come back and wash their hands. These dude had on gloves, and I thought, oh, that's nice. So it made me recognize, like, I look around the kitchen. It was spotless back there. Yeah. So I was like, there are some places.
It makes you believe that Bucky's bathrooms are cleaner than a lot of kitchens that are yeah. going on for food.
That could be the case.
Yeah, it's just funny because, like, I've gone to, I'm not going to throw out any names, but, like, one wing spot, and it's a chain all over Texas, all over the country, and the bathrooms were clean. The restaurant was clean. I couldn't see the kitchen, but it seemed like it was clean from when the doors would open and I would just walk by. And then I would go to another location that's 5 miles away, and it's absolutely disgusting. And so it's weird how that works. But I think if you're a person that has only one store, one location, you should be ashamed of yourself if your kitchen is dirty.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, you should, if that's your life and that's your only store, keep it clean.
I'll tell you what, and I'll give them credit too, because the pizza place out in our neighborhood that we know that used to be friends of the show.
Super clean spot.
Not only a super clean spot, but he's adamant about the fact that he does not have a public restroom. And even when Taylor really had to go, he's like, I'm sorry, man, but in order to make sure everything stays from a health code perspective, cleaning up and up, you got to take Taylor to the Kroger next door.
Nice.
And I'm like,
that's
give you credit.
Kind of ballsy, yeah. But yeah.
By the way, several people texting the show saying Pierre is full of doo-doo. That doesn't work. One, because if you think about it, it makes sense. Pizza, if cut correctly, is always going to have an even number of slices.
Do you count your slices?
No, but you recognize if it's off. And then they're saying that doesn't work. And then somebody said, when I order my pizza, I tell them, don't cut it. I cut it myself at home. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why would you want to cut your own pizza?
I'll say this. The good trick that they used to use back in Milwaukee is they don't just do the triangular slices. They do the crisscross squares. Lines. So then you can't do that.
And a lot of people saying Mod Pizza is
good.
Outstanding.
All right. We're going to sample
validating that.
Well. People think that I'm like this food virgin with all this freaking no Chick-fil-A and then no Mod
Somebody
Pizza.
Somebody texted us like, Joel is so sheltered. No Mod Pizza, no Chick-fil-A.
Sheltered this. You know what? You want to send it over here? We'll try it out. How about that? Whatever your lover's pizza is. All right. Still rolling along in hour number one. Plenty to get to. Rumors out of the University of Houston now that it looks like their coach may be staying. Astros got a win last night. Rockets on the court tonight. And plenty more things to get to. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us, won't you? 713-780-3776. You can call. You can text. You can hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys, the suspects, taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city. Kind of kicking it with y'all in the first hour, just getting the ice broken and everything laid out. Hopefully the kitchen is clean. News of the day from down on Cullen Boulevard. Looks like it's just about crossing the T's, dotting the I's. Kelvin Sampson close to coming back to the Cougs. The last rumor was that six-year, $18 million deal. I wrote about it last night. You and I have talked about it, Barry. I said you don't want a Tom Herman 2.0. You have a good coach. You want to hang on to him. You don't want to see the stepping stone deal go into effect again that you had the shirts made up for and everything like that when Herman left. And I'm glad he's going to stay.
Yeah, let's hope that it happens. Somebody said it on Twitter. They were like, oh, yeah, this is great. And then AJ had to point out that it doesn't always mean they're going to stay. He said
Buffalo's head coach signed an extension, and then a couple weeks later
Nate
was gone.
Oates signed a long-term extension to Buffalo 2 weeks before he signed with Alabama. So you hope that it's not the case because, I mean, I'm sure Kelvin Sampson has something in the deal that'll say, hey, look, if these programs, Arkansas, Kentucky, I mean, there's going to be a certain amount of programs that he can opt out of his current contract and go there. That's most coaches are going to have that in their contract. So
well,
it's not, a, I mean, it doesn't, it's not a, 100% guarantee, but it's a damn good step in the right direction, better than where they sit currently. That's what's important.
Yeah, I think the main thing is, and I don't know, with a lot of these schools nowadays, they're going to put a clause in for the exact opposite, that we're going to lock you into this deal, we're going to give you the money that you want, and we're going to continue to employ your son and your daughter, but on top of that, we're going
to... No coach is just going to go without an out clause that lets them go to other more prestigious programs. Calipari is,
because he got a lifetime deal.
Yeah, but I'm saying 99% of the coaches in college basketball and football have the opportunity to go to a better university. And by better, I mean bigger. You know, every coach is going to say, hey, listen, if Alabama and football comes a calling, I get to opt out. So there's going to be that list. I just don't know how big it is.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's not even a list. It's if you leave, you've got to pay this amount of money, a buyout clause. And, you know, with the boosters and the alums at these SEC schools in particular, they're going to go, no problem.
Yeah, we'll pay it for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we'll take care of it. So hopefully, though, it's a good sign that he's staying. He's been in town almost 10 years now between the Rockets and U of H.
Really good news.
And, having turned around the program, whichever, he didn't want to talk about rebuilding versus building. But what he's done in 5 years' time has been nothing short of extraordinary, and hopefully continues.
Yeah. I know he doesn't want to say it, but he rebuilt that program.
No question.
It was a rebuild.
And you talk about it. It could be from the roster. It could be from an awareness on campus where everything was prioritized as football and then everything else. And obviously no one was going to the games. The facilities were dilapidated. When you look at the fact that Hoffines hadn't been upgraded since the days of Phi Slamma Jamma, that told you something. They didn't have their own practice facility. And I give U of H across the board props because of the fact that first, because they were focused on football, they got a football-only practice facility, which was huge in recruiting. Then they turned their attention to basketball once Kelvin got there, and they got a basketball-only practice facility. And it's really helped in terms of recruiting. And the really funny thing to me is, for the most part, he hasn't tapped in hardly at all or scratched the surface on recruiting in Houston, and yet has been grossly successful. So hopefully, with the success of the program and obviously their first Sweet 16 run in over 30 years, that now he'll tap in even further to the Houston high school scene, mm-hmm. and continue to add to this roster and continue to the winning culture that he's created.
It would be good. It would be good because you talk about culture and a program, and once you can develop that pipeline, once you can allow recruits to be confident that if they do stay in town, that they're going to be playing meaningful games, because that's really what a lot of these recruits want. Once that's established, you have a better chance of maintaining that after Kelvin Sampson is gone. So he's hopefully not just helping build a winning program while he's here, but building a winning program that continues on after he leaves.
And the other thing that you think about is, for as long as I've been here, and you guys have been here your whole life, but when you think about it, if you can get U of H to be at the top of mind when a recruit says, if I want to stay in state, where am I going? Used to be UT would be the basketball school of choice. And then maybe A&M before you even got down to the Cougars.
I think Tech was probably on that list.
Were they?
Tech had that run with Bobby Knight. They were pretty good.
They were decent, yeah.
I think that's all. Maybe Baylor.
Not SMU, not TCU for the most part. TCU had a few teams here and there, but nothing great.
Baylor?
Baylor's been okay, yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I think the cream of the crop in the state has always been UT above just about everybody else, but you know, U of H was relevant in the 80s. A&M for a while there with DeAndre Jordan, some other guys with Billy Kennedy first took over. And who was the other guy that left and just hasn't been seen or heard from
is
since?
It Godfrey? He's at Maryland?
No, I forget his name, but he was a couple years. And I mean, they got to the Sweet 16.
Sure, he's at Maryland now?
He was only here for a couple years and then he left, but all right, here at A&M for a couple years and then left. But he did well, and he had them. You know, he had them in, I think, the Sweet 16. But again, that goes back to the point I was making earlier. You think that was built up, but now look at the program. Now look at A&M, and same with UT. I mean, it's you hope that this
Turgeon or no. Billy Gillespie.
Billy Gillespie, that was the one. He left, and I think he went to Kentucky. And
he did
fanned out or flamed out,
yep.
And didn't do well. So, but yeah, while Billy Gillespie was at A&M, they were a good basketball team. He turned it around. So it's not gonna. It doesn't always last, but you hope that Kelvin Sampson builds some sort of infrastructure within U of H that allows them to to be good for a long time.
And it's interesting you bring that up because A&M's job is open. So you knew that they had said that Buzz Williams is number one on their list from Virginia Tech. And if they can't get him, then they were going to probably turn their attention to Kelvin Sampson. So hopefully this deters A&M from going out and trying to pilfer Kelvin and get him to look at a bigger deal. Because the funny thing is fans at Virginia Tech for Buzz have all created a GoFundMe page to try and keep him. And it specifically says to keep A&M and their oil money away getting our coach. Their goal is $3.5 million, but they've already had like $5,000 or $6,000, so they're raising money for
us. They're close.
Yeah, they're scratching the surface, kind of.
Did you watch the Astros last night?
I did.
It's good to see that they can win games without hitting, because right now their offense is putrid.
Isn't it bad?
So one thing I'm not worried about, though, I mean, you see teams like the Mariners and the Dodgers and the Brewers, and some of these other teams are putting up ridiculous numbers, but that's always going to happen in the first month of the season. Pitchers are still rounding into shape. Mm-hmm. Scoring will always be up. And see a team like the Astros struggling at the plate, I'll just tell people, I mean, it's only, what, 5-6 games in?
Yeah.
Certainly no reason to panic. Altuve's not going to hit 170. Bregman's not going to hit under 200. And if they're you know, what are they, 2-3?
Yep.
Right now, without hitting, they'll be fine.
And plus, look at the pitching. Even when you lose,
yeah,
the pitching you're keeping at three runs or less.
2.30 ERA
through
the first five games.
You know that pitching is going to beat good hitting. And if the pitching stays like this and the bats wake up at all, you're not going to be losing 3-1 games all the time. You're going to be winning them.
If Brad Peacock is your five and pitches like he pitched last night, you're going to be okay.
Some people are like, he gave up a home run. Yeah, he only gave up 2 hits in 6 2/3.
He faced, one over the minimum?
Yes.
Through his outing?
You're going to be just fine. And Verlander on the hill tonight as they go for game two against the Rangers. So if you want to talk some Astros
Shelby
baseball.
Miller is legit, though. He's a good pitcher. So
okay. So we'll see about that. Hour number two is about ready to get started. You guys have your questions or topics on board? Well, kick them over our way, and we'll see if we can get through them. It's hour number two on deck. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.